We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're playing Let's Make a Deal today. Door number one, Ike.
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell, with all his issues, it'll cost you a second round pick. Door number two is Amari Cooper for a second, maybe a third. What are you playing in the background there?
It sounds like...
Turn it up.
It's the Let's Make a Deal theme.
Oh, is it?
In what world? What are you doing? What is wrong with you? Let's Make a Deal. Door number three. Way to go. Way to go, Ben. Door number three. I have no idea what that is. Maybe Let's Make a Deal from 1940? Door number three is Patrick Peterson for a first-round pick, and then there's a box with DeSean Jackson in it. And to discuss, he's writing about it on 94WIP.com, and, of course, the Go Birds podcast is one of Elliot Shore Parks. What's up, Elliot?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
ESP.
What door are you taking? What door are you taking?
I'm going door number one with Le'Veon. Was door one with Le'Veon?
Le'Veon. Door number two is Amari. Door number three is Patrick Peterson.
I'm going Le'Veon all day. To me, I just think, look, like, Patrick Peterson is obviously a great cornerback. He would be an upgrade over what the Eagles have. The Eagles are fifth right now in points allowed on defense. And they just faced 2 weeks ago a very talented group of receivers in the Vikings. They only gave up 16 points. So, like, the need is on offense. In today's NFL, you have to score to win. I mean, the Eagles scored 41 points in the Super Bowl last year. The game on Monday night was 43-40. So I'm investing in the offensive side of the ball if I'm using a major asset in a trade.
You did a nice little write-up on Amari Cooper. Well, I saw you tweeted this out about Amari Cooper.
Yep.
I like him as a receiver. He's young, but you say he led the league in drops last year?
Or was that this rate, year? Yeah.
Drop rate.
I don't like that.
No. And his drop rate, I mean, look, it was an issue. I will say his first years in the NFL, it wasn't bad. But kind of like with everything in his career, you know, it's kind of gone downhill the last 2 years. So with Amari Cooper, you really have to decide how much of that is just being in Oakland in a bad situation. And how much is him? I personally believe he's like a textbook change of scenery guy. Like, if he were to come here, I think he could really revive his career. He'd be in a way better offense and all those things. But the drop rate is an issue. There's no denying it.
Yeah, I got to believe he hates John Gruden. That's just my thoughts.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It doesn't seem like anybody in Oakland is happy with what's going on out there. But Derek Carr was crying on the field. So.
Dude, I said that, Ellie. I said, was Derek Carr crying yesterday?
It looked like it.
Looked like it.
Man.
It did look like it. Elliot, what's the biggest need right now? And does Howie have to do it, or do you think Howie needs to do it? You know what I mean? Like, we could sit here as fans and member of the media say they need to get a running back, they need to get a wide receiver, but if there's not out there, if there's not a trade out there, I guess they don't need it. Could this team be okay if they didn't get another running back? And who's your lead back? If they went with the current crop of Smallwood and Corey, and when Darren Sproulsy comes back or whether he doesn't come back, how would you do the group?
So this team showed me a lot in their win over the Giants. So I believe they're like right there with the Rams and the Saints right now. The only issue is, as we just talked about, the Rams and the Saints are capable of scoring way more points than the Eagles. So talk about the running back position. I think the two biggest needs are running back and offensive tackle. And if they stay with who they are, with how they have right now, I would think it would be Corey Clement, but the snap count seems to keep telling you they like Smallwood more, which is kind of weird. But I would think eventually those snaps start to turn to Clement.
He was coming off the injury, but I look at what Clement is, and I see maybe they like him better as a third of the time back, and they feel like, or maybe a quarter of the time back, they feel like it takes away his effectiveness if he's playing too many snaps.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. I think, you know, that's why I think running back's a bigger need than receiver, because you want Corey Clement and Wendell Smallwood to keep playing the current roles they are. They're very effective in it. You know, they're better as a part-time back, so I agree. I think that's kind of how they view it. But if you don't make any moves, one of them's going to have to see an increased role. So I think it would probably be Clement in that situation.
Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP.com and the Go Birds podcast. You said offensive tackle. What do you mean?
Yeah.
In trade?
Well, I mean, if you look at the roster both this year and next year, offensive tackle is the biggest need on the roster. So if you're Howie and the Eagles and you're sitting there, you're thinking, okay, are we going to trade, you know, a second-round pick? You want that to be for a guy that ideally is contributing beyond this year. And Jason Pierce is probably back, not back next year. The issue is offensive tackles, especially good ones, don't normally shake free. So the chance of them being able to trade for one, I would say, are slim. But without question, the biggest issue on the roster right now is offensive tackle.
I'm going to take you back to the running back spot. Will we see Darren Sproles this week? And if so, what type of role do you expect him to have when he and if he does come back?
Well, we're going to talk to offensive coordinator Mike Groh in a few minutes here at the NovaCare. So he might have some type of update on Sproles in terms of when he'll practice. But it's interesting to see what his role will be because DeAndre Carter's looked really good as a punt returner. So I'm not 100% sure. I mean, obviously Sproles is more dangerous. Not 100% sure you want to put him back there. And then on offense, I mean, he hasn't played in, you know, 5 weeks, and I think Clement and Small have done a good job. So I'm not sure there's a huge role there for Sproles, and honestly, I don't think the Eagles should really count on him contributing because you just don't know with that injury and at his age.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd say this, Elliot, but I think I'd rather have DeAndre Carter back there returning punts.
I would too.
He's dangerous.
Wow.
Hey, what's the we all love Jason Peters, and we love what he's done here, and he's going to the Hall of Fame as an Eagle and blah, 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 blah. But now he's got a torn bicep, and against the Giants before he got hurt, man, he had, you know, he had a 270-pound defensive end jack him up and push him back into Carson. I mean, at this point, isn't it better maybe he sits out a couple weeks? Do you expect him? They seems like they're trying to get him ready for the Panthers. Do you expect him to play on Sunday, or is this where he could maybe use a couple weeks?
Yeah, I don't think he'll play against the Panthers, and honestly, I would be surprised if he played before the bye week, just because you have the Panthers and the Jaguars, then you have your bye week. So it's a nice little 3 week set there to take off. But, I mean, look, this has been an issue with Peters all season. I think he's only completed maybe 2 games. I mean, he's, you know, been on the bench at the end of them for 3 or 4. So it's an issue going forward with the Eagles. You want to rest him up and hope he gets better. But look, like at 36 with the injury history he has, I'm not so sure how likely that is.
No, they better get Big V ready to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Elliot, you got a nice one out today where you're telling everybody Jalen Mills, best cornerback on the Eagles roster, and there's stats to back it up.
Take that.
But that's a bold move. You know what Eagles fans think about Jalen Mills.
It's the art of the tape, man.
Facts are on my side, so it's easy to do.
All right, ESP, thanks, man. Talk
appreciate
to you next
it,
week.
Brother.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
There he is, Elliot. Yeah, man.
It's the art of the take.
The art of the take. He had it. Ron Darby had a good game on Thursday night. It was good to see.
Yeah. Now, Ron Darby played real well Thursday night. I thought all of them played well. Jalen had the one play, but I thought all of them played well.
Yeah, but you know what? Jalen's always going to have that one play, right? He's always going to have, because that's what happens with corners. Yep. He's like.
Well, and they're going to constantly throw that up at him every game. So until he proves, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like they're going to keep doing it every game.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, he reminds me of a. I don't want to use his name because Steeler fans will cringe. It reminds me of an Ike Taylor. Ike Taylor wasn't a great number two corner in this league, but he was in Pittsburgh for so many years because you knew what you had with him. He was going to tackle. He was a solid corner. He would get beat all the time.
Yep.
But I think Jalen's maybe even a little bit better of an Ike Taylor. Same kind of player, though. Not as good?
Ike Taylor was all right.
He was all right.
Yeah.
I think Jalen's pretty good, too.
I gotta look up. I don't know if he's in
different game today than when Ike was playing.
Sure. You know, I'm partial to Ike.
Oh, this is Ike love.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.